you begin to get your butter beans and string beans in May.
About how long would they?
About the 10th, 15th of May, and then if you keep them side dressed and cultivated, they'll make on until fall, particularly your running beans.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned butter beans. Any other?
Some people call them llamas.
That the same?
Baby llamas and the Ford Hook llama, which is a big, husky bean.
Are they all butter beans?
All butter beans, the same, some from the same family. And then you got the butter pea. It's similar to the butter bean, only it makes a round pea instead of flat, like the butter bean.
What about yellow string beans? Are they called butter beans?
Wax beans.
Wax.
No, there's a yellow string bean. It's called a wax bean.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned string beans. Any other name for those around here?
Well, there's pole beans, running string beans, or bunch string beans.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you have to do to beans before you can cook them? You have to
snap them, mm-hmm. stem them, break the stems off at each end of it, and snap them and string them.
What about butter beans?
You just shell those mm-hmm. and take the bean out of the pod.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's see. You take the tops of turnips and cook just the tops of
make
turnips.
Make the salad.
Make
turnip salad.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Do you use any other greens besides turnip tops?
You can use rutabagas, collards, cabbage, all of those, and lettuce is all vegetable that you can eat, even beets. You can take the tops from beets and cook them in with your other greens, and it makes them delicious.
Yeah, see, we talked about cabbage and talking about cabbage, say, if you have some very large ones, you might say those, what are very big?
Are big heads of cabbage.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say that if you didn't want to say head, you can say those cabbage. What would you say? How would you say that? Those? Or let me put it this way. Say if you have some large cabbage, you know, several large heads of cabbage, you might, and you didn't want to say head, you say those what are big.
Those bunches are big? Mm-hmm.
And let's see. We mentioned the term head. We say you have two boys and three girls. You have what? You have five
kids.
Hmm? Would you ever say five head of children? Five heads of children?
No.
Probably never say that.
Five children or five kids. Hmm?
Now, what if you grew up in
a crumb snatcher?
Say you have seven boys and seven girls in the family. You might say he had
a whole flock of them.
Yeah. Would you ever use passel there? Passel?
So yeah, use a whole passel of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, say if you leave an apple or a plum around, it will dry up and
swivel.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, one of the kind of vegetables, kind of a green vegetable that grow out in the garden. You have to cut it about every 2 days, or it'll get hard, and you might put it in
the okra.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Now, there are a couple of other things I'll ask you about. There's a starch made from the inside of a grain that's usually raised in swampy areas in Louisiana, Arkansas. It's a staple food of China.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And what about the particularly southern food that's often served with sausage and eggs? What do you call that?
Grits.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me how they're made?
With the grist mill and corn, white corn.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can buy a yellow grit. The principal part of them is white, made from white corn. And it's ground coarse. And all the husk is separated from it. It's nothing but just the kernel. It broke up in little giblets with the rocks.
What if you have the whole grain just kind of leached?
We call it hominy.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Now, are there any names around here for we'll say alcoholic beverages which have not non-taxed alcoholic beverages, you know.
Booze or whiskey.
Yeah, what if it's illegal liquor? What do you call it?
Illegal whiskey?
Mm-hmm.
Rum, mm-hmm. Booze, bootleg.
Ever heard it called moonshine?